Where do the misfits go when they want to fit in? Cause I'm feeling alone. Where do the oddballs roll and the psychos swim? Cause I want to fit in.
Welcome to The Everyday Actor. I am your host, Emma Dayton Peterson, and this is episode 1. I can't believe this day is finally here and you get to listen to episode 1. Thank you to everyone who has been such a huge support throughout this entire process. I know it's been a long one, but it's worth it, I promise. These interviews are going to be so helpful to so many different people. I appreciate each and every one of you. If you haven't already, please give us a follow on Instagram at everydayactorpod. And go ahead and click subscribe so that you don't miss any of these really great interviews. Today you will get to hear from Michael Maku Ersu. He is the king of creating his own career. Michael and I met on set, I want to say almost a year ago now, I think, doing a pilot with Multihouse Entertainment. I brought him on this podcast because he has a lot to teach you guys about not waiting for an opportunity to come to you, but you going to the opportunity. In this episode, we talk about his journey from New York, how he started acting, and what he does every day, even during quarantine, which he was able to get representation while on lockdown. So take notes, guys. He knows how to get work. And without further ado, here is Michael.
So tell me about your podcast.
Yeah. So I noticed kind of a hole in the industry. I came out of college. Okay. I had my BFA and I knew nothing about the industry. And I keep hearing all these interviews from people who are really famous, really big, have been doing it for years. They don't remember or even know what the everyday grind of an actor looks like now with all the new technologies and everything. So I kind of want to fill that hole and interview people who are doing it every day, are successful in it, and have a passion for it, and just kind of figure out how they do it. And you're one of those
Sweet.
People.
Oh, well, thank you for thinking that of
Absolutely.
Me. I firmly believe I am one of those people. I'm working all the time. I'm working on as much as I can. I'm like on the mentality, like I can sleep when I'm dead, but like, you know, in this new age, you can't, I remember Mitch Hedberg, famous comedian. He said like, he had this joke. He's like, yeah, so you're a writer, but like, can you cook too? You know, like you just have to do everything now. You have to like know what producing is like, what editing is like, what writing is like. And you just kind of have to have like the whole package now to be marketed.
Do you find that intimidating or do you enjoy the versatility in it?
I enjoy it. I think it separates a lot of the people who don't really want it out because they get into it and they think like, oh, I can just be an actor. Oh, this is going to be fun. But you can't just be an actor. Everyone's an actor. So like what do you have against like, you know, actor A and B over there that's going to separate you from them? You know, you need to have like these auxiliary skills nowadays. Skills are like a big thing. You have to have a skill now. You can't just be an actor. You have to have a skill. Like, I'm glad I had music. That got me SAG eligible, which I'm really excited about.
Awesome.
But it's all about skills. Like I got an agent during all of this, actually, 2 weeks ago. Funny story how I got her. I'll tell you that in a second. But she was just big, like, do you have a skills reel? I'm like, oh, man, I need a skills reel now. It's like, oh, okay, so I need, like, a demo reel. I need a voiceover reel. I need a skills reel. I just need to show, like, every one of my talents off. You know, it's crazy.
So for a skills reel, what do you have on yours?
I have music. I'm going to make a music-focused skills reel. And I'm going to also – I roller skate. And – I get cast sometimes as a roller skater, so I'm going to make a roller skating skills reel. You know, I'm a swimmer. I forgot. I swam for 8 years, so I should probably do that. And like I surf too. So like any skill you have, just like, and now's the time to try and work on that, especially if it's like an art. We have all this time now to work on our crafts. This is like almost a blessing in disguise, for creative types. You know, my heart goes out to all those like people on the front lines working and all those essential workers. And, you know, let's not let their, let's not let this time go to waste. Let's build our skills and get better at what we do and keep honing our craft, you know?
Awesome. That's one of the reasons I did want to interview you. You are so busy during this time. So what are you, what does your everyday look like right now?
I'm too busy, actually. I'm more busier than I was before all this. I wake up, I go for a run, because if I don't, I'm going to just lose it. And then I look online for stuff. It's not only Actors Access, LA Casting, Backstage. Like, those are my three main things. And I've received a lot of work. If you're non-union and you're not on Backstage, you are doing yourself a disservice. That's one of the best casting sites for non-union stuff. I booked a lot of very interesting roles that I was able to make connections on and get work from other sets. So I absolutely recommend that site. They're also rolling out this like voiceover program on that site too. So I absolutely recommend that. But I'm looking on sites also like Facebook and like Instagram, and just like, you never know with social media, like who's going to see what you posted. Like, I met a girl I used to work with at the Formosa, and I just post like stupid comments on her Instagram page, just funny stuff. And she's rep by Daniel Hoff, and her agent saw me post something silly, went to my Instagram, saw my commercial reel, saw that I said I needed representation, and reached out to me asking if I wanted to be represented. But wow. That was before all of this happened. And so I went to their office and they said it was closed due to, you know, the pandemic, which was a bummer. So I do that after to just kind of see what work I can get. There's still tons of remote opportunities, tons of remote stuff. And it's all on Facebook because they don't want to go through like the big casting sites, because the casting sites now are just like, you know, four or five new things a day. And, you know, I'm assuming everyone in LA is applying for those. So you have to start looking in like other places, you know?
That's interesting. I'm on LA Casting and Backstage as well, but I have gotten the most from Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm part of a few audition pages as a non-union actor. That's where I'm getting this stuff, because they don't want to pay the full union prices, which sucks, but you got to start somewhere.
Absolutely. I remember signing up with, I don't even remember how I met this lady. I think it was on Facebook. And my manager told me that, oh, he knew of her company. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. They're legit. And we did this Facebook spec for like a music jam sesh. It didn't go through. But then a week later, she's like, hey, would you be willing to do this like spot for Messenger? And I was like, yeah, sure. I live with my girlfriend. She can help me shoot it. And she's like, oh, well, why don't you put her in too? So we were able to get like a gig off that, just because I was just perusing on Facebook looking for opportunities. You know, you never know who might remember you. So it's important to stay active. Like, that's why I'm staying so busy, because I'm a little, you know, I don't want people to forget I'm here. And that's the point about being an actor. It's like, hey, I exist. I can act for you. Look at me, you know, because you're selling yourself. And sometimes it may seem like egotistical. I've had like friends like unfollow me online because I post too much, but whatever. Like, I post because the situation that happened with the, you know, that Daniel Hoff agent, like, that would have never happened if I just didn't post. So.
So is the Daniel Hoff agent your agent now?
No, they're not. They decided not to. They only take people in person. And to me, that was like, you know what? You don't really want me. Like, it was probably a cold read. And like, you're not really clamoring for me. So this is how I got my agent. And I think anybody could do this now. I think you should have an agent, because when all this ends, I hate when people say that. When all this ends, it's not going to end for like quite like a year. So you better buckle up. But when
I
this
keep
is
saying
like,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm on your side. We're here for a while.
We're here for a while. So you have to adapt. You got to get your voiceover skills ready. There's so many free classes online. I took a class from Berland Casting. Terry Berland is a great VO casting rep, and she also runs a class. I took a free class on Monday. That was awesome. Learned a few tips. So free classes are out there. Where was I? I got my agent. So I'm rep by Rage Models and Talent. And I took this great commercial class by this guy, Mike Pointer. He runs the Hey, I Saw Your Commercial class. I love his teaching style. He talks a lot, but I kind of like that. I like anecdotal stuff, because these are all anecdotes. You know, I would never say that like, oh, this is the path to success. Like, this is just how it worked for me. And maybe if you do you, it'll work for you too. So he recommended sending a postcard in the mail. So I bought some postcards with my headshot and like things I've booked recently. And I get it in the mail and I'm like, oh, this is so boring. So I decided to put it in an envelope, which I thought was really funny, putting a postcard in an envelope. And I bought stickers of myself, like a screenshot of myself from a movie I did with a guitar in my lap. And you can see the red camera. So it's dope. It's a great looking screenshot. And I put a sticker of myself in these envelopes. And I said, this guy, and on a post-it note, I said, this guy really sticks out from the crowd. So I sent that to like 20, 30 people, right?
That's
and
awesome.
The first 13 people I sent it to, I actually got 2 hits back. So I was like, wow, that's a great ratio. Are you kidding me? So
that really is. It's all a numbers game.
Yeah. So it is a numbers game. Exactly. So then I sent out a second wave and, you know, the pandemic hit and I was so bummed about the Daniel Hoff thing. I was like, man, that's a big agency. And now they're not going to see me for like months. I've that opportunity is just gone. And, this lady at Rage, Joanne Smolin, who's now my manager, she reached out to me via email saying, hey, Michael, I'm really sorry we can't meet because of all this, but would you still like to video audition? And to me, that's a great sign. It's like, oh, okay, cool. You want me because you reached out to me. And I talked to her and I said, hey, Joanne, like, how did you hear about me? And she said, well, I got your postcard in the mail and I showed it to my coworker and we just had such a laugh about it. And, you know, I checked out your reels and it looked great. But I got a little bit busy, and then every day her coworker asked her, hey, did you check out Postcard Guy yet? Hey, did you call Postcard Guy yet? And so eventually she did. We got in touch. I loved her attitude, and I'm glad I'm rep by her. So it's, you know, it's a numbers game, and just don't be afraid to put yourself out there.
That's awesome. That risk really, really worked for you.
Yeah, because I could have gotten, like, I don't know, like, most of the time they're just going to throw out the envelope. But it's an envelope from no return address because why would I want it back? And it's my crappy handwriting so they can tell it's human, you know. And then I hope the sticker, you know, at least brought a smile to some people's faces. So.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And you're right. They do just throw them out. I interned at a casting office and we got hundreds a day. He'd keep maybe one and I don't know why. Sometimes it was because he recognized the person. Sometimes he thought, oh, he or she's unique looking. There was no rhyme or reason, but we threw out 100 a day.
That's crazy. Actually,
it really is a numbers game because maybe you're that person that he chooses to keep. Like you can't not send it.
Right. So I'd say that like now is a great time to get an agent. You need an agent because you should be self-submitting almost every day, Monday to Friday, and your agent's going to send you out on the bigger stuff, which you can't see. So why would you not want to get an agent? It doesn't matter if you don't have any credits. I mean, if you somehow wow an agent with no credits and they're a big agent, like, you know, 10,000 followers on Instagram or something like that, like that's pretty incredible. Why not go for that, you know?
So you started with a manager, right?
No, when I didn't.
You didn't. Okay.
No. For 4 years, I have been self-submitting.
Got it.
Yeah, I just kind of had to learn myself. Like my bandmates, I was in this band for a few years and they were both actors and I'm from New York. So like, I didn't really understand the LA scene, but then I realized, oh, I can act. This is cool. Like $50 for just sitting down and like laughing, like as an extra, are you kidding me? And free food. It was awesome. So I started to do that more and I was like, okay, well, what do I need? Cool. I need a headshot. Great. Got a headshot. Oh, no, what's the next step? I need reel. I get a reel. You know, I at the time I didn't think I could use my phone to shoot a reel, but if you need a reel, you can use your phone. Like I have an iPhone 11 XS Max because I'm like, I'm going to invest in myself, right? If I'm my own business, I'm just going to buy the best phone. And this thing shoots in like 4K, which is crazy. So
I love my 11. I have one as well.
It's so good. And if you needed a reel, you could just shoot it by yourself. You can shoot everything yourself nowadays. It's nuts. That's why I'm staying so busy because I'm still shooting stuff in my sketch comedy group. I'm still putting stuff out there. You have no excuse. If you are not going to shoot something yourself, someone else is. Like, that's it. You're just going to get left behind. This is like the new Hollywood. Like, everyone thinks like, oh, I could be a movie star. It's so easy to do that. It's not. Like you said, like those people are so far removed. They don't have to audition. They get called in and then they audition against like 2-3 other A-list actors, you know? So, you can do it all yourself. You have to do it yourself. If you don't have that kind of mentality, I don't think you're going to go very far.
So tell me about your sketch comedy group.
We met during a musical called Revolutionary. It was very interesting. It was about the fifth dimension in Crystal Skulls and like this dystopian near future where everyone has like RFID chips in their wrist. And we were like this ragtag group of musicians. I don't really know what we were trying to do, save the world, or I don't know. But I met my friends during that, and we wanted to shoot for like a few years together. And we got drunk one night last year in the fall, and we're like, hey, let's do this. We're going to shoot Thursday. And then Wednesday came around, and we're like, oh, crap. Like, are we going to shoot Thursday? And I was like, you know what? We are going to shoot Thursday. And so I found a guy with the camera, my friend Daniel Warholy, and he was really interested in doing it. He just said, hey, pay me for gas. And I was like, great. And we shot a sketch, and we just kept shooting sketches. So yeah, get out there, act. I mean, do anything. That was a crap – that like – it wasn't a crappy musical. There was like, it was no pay. So that was pretty bad, but it was at a time where I could do that. But honestly, if you're an actor, like meet people and like just do as many projects as you can. Cause then you just connect with people, you know, and you find your team. You need a team. You can't just make it by yourself. You need a manager and agent for sure. And you need your team. Right. So now I have my team and we have a goal. We're starting off with like the sketch comedy stuff. We're doing two a week, which is a lot. And then we eventually want to go into drama later on. So yeah, 5D Productions. If you like sketch comedy, I would absolutely check us out.
Awesome. So you said you were from New York. I'm also from the East Coast.
Cool.
So where how from? I was born in Manhattan, but okay. I grew up mostly in New Jersey.
Okay, cool.
The other side of the water.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you moved here then?
I was 18. I actually went to college for music composition. I thought I was going to be a composer. But then I joined this band and they got me into acting. And then I realized, wow, it pays better to pretend to play music than it does to actually play music. So
that's very true.
But I don't mind my skills there because in college I learned as a composer, just listening to the orchestra musicians, you know, it's better to be able to play clarinet and oboe instead of just being the best clarinetist, because guess what? You're going to get more jobs. And so I took that mentality with me, like the jack of all trades thing, into acting. And I think that's served me a lot. Oh, you act. Oh, and you also have like a sketch group. Oh, and you're also a musician. Oh, and you also write songs and compose, like, you know, as many skills as I can, like that's helped me stay afloat. And after this, I don't really want to go back to my day job, which is serving. I think this is like a great time for creative people to get their act together and figure out what they can do post COVID when it comes to like the industry. If you really want to work in this industry, work in this industry. That being said, I've met a lot of people at my day job. I've met a lot of people at the restaurants I worked at, but at the same time, it was, I didn't realize what a slog it was until I wasn't working there and just focusing on making art, whether it's acting or music at home. Even though we're quarantined, I've just had like I picked up my guitar again. You know, I'm so inspired now to like not go back to the life I was living before this.
Right. What was it like to come to LA? Was it a culture shock? Were you excited?
Yeah. Getting around LA sucks. This is so stupid. It's dumb.
It's great right now. There's like no traffic during quarantine.
No, actually, it's kind of scary because all of a sudden, like, I didn't know that the symptoms of the virus meant that, like, you also become a bad driver, too. Because I've seen a lot of honking, and I'm scared to drive on the road because people are crazy now. But yeah, it definitely was a culture shock. I feel like I might be crazy, but I feel like I got this like New York mentality. Like in New York, you kind of just like go, go, go. I give you the money, you give me the bagel and a transaction. I'm not going to ask you how your day is, blah, blah, blah. I got things to do. Get out of my way. You know, people think we're assholes. No, we just have somewhere to go. And then I get to LA and everyone's like smoking weed and like la di da di da and like, oh yeah, I'll be there. And they show up like 15, 30 minutes late. I always show up 15 minutes early to anything. It pisses off my friends sometimes. They're not even ready. But like, I bring that kind of go-getter mentality and, I just can't stop. And I think that's great when it comes to the film industry because, you know, always just making stuff.
I feel the same way. I had a huge culture shock. You're like you said, I'm used to the hustle and bustle of the city, and I come here and it's so different.
It's more laid back. My old drum teacher described it as you walk in New York and you can just feel the energy coming out of the bars. Like you can just feel like the loud chatter and the excitement, and you don't really have that in LA because everything is so isolated. But that being said, I love the weather and just the laid back lifestyle. And every time I go to New York now, I'm always the guy that walks the slowest. And my friends are like, bro, we got to go to the here. We're going to go here next. And we're going to go here. I'm like, dude, why can't we just go to like one or two places?
Like, I'm from LA now. I'm an LA boy.
Yeah. I'm on LA time. I'm like walking, just like looking at the sights. Like, oh, this is so nice. And my friends are like, why are you so slow? So, you know, I'm so happy you brought me on this podcast. I eventually want to lead a beginner course to like acting 101 in a few years. Because yeah. I think just the way I did it, I think it's right. You know, there's just like a simple step-by-step process. You just need a little bit of money to invest in yourself. I mean, you are a business, you know, acting is a business. You are your own business and you can't take it personally when people like reject you or whatever. Just got to move on and just keep submitting. But I think the way I've been doing it has been going pretty well.
Awesome. You've kind of said it, but in a like a condensed form, what advice would you give to a new actor?
New actor. Okay, get a headshot. Boom. Oh, no, it doesn't have to be expensive. Get a friend. You got to have a friend who's into photography. Everyone's into photography. If you don't, you got iPhone, take a good picture of yourself. Look up good headshots. It's easy. Next, get a reel. If you can get a reel off of like a site, just shoot something on your iPhone. Do not do a monologue. Do a scene with somebody. Don't do a monologue. Please, no monologues. We don't go to films to see monologues. We go to films to see connections with people. So do like a dramatic or a funny reel, whatever you want. Just pick a scene from a movie and just recreate it in your own style. Get on the sites. Actors Access, LA Casting, Backstage. Pay for the year thing. Don't be afraid. It's only going to cost you like, I think like maybe 400, 500 bucks, but any business is going to require some startup money. And believe me, you will make that money back if you start submitting yourself. I remember getting shots from Dana Patrick and she's really pricey, but they're great shots. And I made that money back in like 2-3 months, just submitting and being confident in myself. So get on the sites, get into class, like a beginner class. Find the right person and you have to start meeting people and connecting with people. That's what acting is about anyway, connecting with others. So make a friend. It doesn't matter if they're into acting or whatever. Just make friends in LA because everybody knows somebody that can help you out. So don't be afraid to ask for help, by the way. Do not be afraid. And kill it with the social media. Get on there. Post stuff, whatever. Post comments on other people's pages. Post something every day. Post your skills, whatever. Just shout it out there because somebody is going to see it eventually.
Awesome. Yeah, about the headshots, I see a huge difference between I had non-professional and professional headshots. I get right. better. I get more. That's just a fact. I just get better.
You get more
response.
Right. Right. But if you're starting out, you know, you can pay your friend like 20 bucks. Just come over. And
totally.
Just do. It's great. It's great. And then when you're ready for the next tier, which, you know, maybe you take some classes first because you don't want to squander an opportunity. Because I remember, you know, no one taught me anything. And I wish I had a mentor, but I just had a bunch of friends. And so they were kind of like my mini mentors. I wish I had just like one big mentor, though. I would absolutely recommend trying to find some kind of mentor, a better actor than you. That's someone you want to either aspire to be or you want to just show him or her up. And be like, hey, I can act better than you. And that drives you forward. That's great.
The competition.
Because that's... Exactly. But like friendly competition, you know, because this is all about collaboration. It's not about competition. Once you start seeing it competitively, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, why did you get that role? I have blue eyes too and long hair. Like, why did you get that role? Then you're going to just start building this hate. And like, I'm not like a big chakra person, but you start building this hate up inside of you and people can feel it when you walk into the audition room.
That's so true. I guess when I say competition, for me, I see it as competition with myself.
Right.
That really gets me going. Like, okay, great. I have a great set of skills. How can I make them better? Better than I was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, connecting with people, just get out there, do it. Don't be afraid. Acting is a social industry. You can't be afraid. Right. So
absolutely. So what classes have you taken? I know you did mention taking classes.
Yeah. I can't rave enough about Mike Pointer's class. Hey, I saw your commercial. If you are a beginning actor in the commercial world or you want to get into the commercial world, take this guy's class. It's great. He's so affordable too. It's crazy how affordable he is compared to like dramatic acting classes. I took this guy Bernie Hiller's class last year. He's great for inspiring you. I was kind of at a low point in my acting career and I had just gone through like a breakup. So I was like, feeling like really crappy. And then again in his class, and like, he just kind of like shoves these like stars in you, like, and you feel like you can do it. And he's also great with the teaching too and the craft. So I absolutely recommend Bernard Hiller. And he was also guest teaching with this guy, Dmitry Marinov, who he played the cellist in the Green Book. And I loved his teaching because he's from Bulgaria. So he had kind of Eastern European, like mystical kind of quality to him. I love that kind of stuff because it's so different than LA acting coaches, because LA acting coaches have that kind of rah, rah, rah mentality. Like, you're a star, you can make it if you just think you can. So that's really the only classes I took. Most of my classes were really just with, like, you know, other indie directors and them just kind of leading me along. And sometimes I felt like I looked around, like I was on this pilot, the sci-fi pilot. I look around and I'm like interrogated in a jail cell. And I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm not ready to be interrogated in like a jail cell by this like omnipotent, like female lord or some shit like that. And, we did the scene and it came out great. So, that was a great lesson, you know, and just learning from other actors too, because acting, like for me, playing music, that's easy. I can play music by myself, but you can't really act by yourself. So that's why it's so important to make connections, because you might have a friend say, hey, could you help me? Like, I'm shooting a sketch, we need an extra, or could you shoot a scene for me now in this new age? Could you shoot a scene for me now? I just asked, I think me and my sketch group, we asked, I think like 8 or 12 people that have helped us in the past, we asked them to shoot a scene for our new sketch this Friday. So we want it to be like we're including everybody, you know, because we want to include everybody. Because now, I mean, there were, you know, there were so little acting opportunities before for new actors. And now there are definitely like very few acting opportunities. So, just get out there.
I think it's also really important, just like what you're saying about connecting, just the community. Because it's really, it can be lonely, you know, if you're not connecting, if you're just sitting at home, submitting yourself, trying to fluff yourself up if you're not doing it right. And the community is really helpful, I have found.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It takes a village, you know. Drake has that song like, all me, say true, that's all me. It's not all you. Like, the guy made your beat, and then your agent got you the gig, and like this and that, you know, your friends are there to help you. And don't get in your mind that like they're out to get you, because everyone, I feel like everyone does want to help each other. And you just have to be social. I wasn't really like that social in the beginning, because I thought like, oh, I'm an actor, I'm going to make it, you know. But then I realized, no, like that's not how it goes. Like, you connect with other people, you share your story, and you learn from them. So very valuable things.
So thank you so much. This has been great. I don't know if you, if there's anything else you feel like you didn't get a chance to say.
I think I got everything I wanted to get out. I have one little tip that I've been thinking about. Whatever you want to do when it comes to like film or TV, like do film and TV. Like, if you want to be, you know, a TikTok star, go for it. But if you really want to be in like TV or film, shoot stuff that's like TV and film. Just do it, because you just have to like constantly keep doing what you're aspiring to do. So that's my last bit of advice for everybody out there.
And where – do you have anything – do you want to promote? Anywhere people can find you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram under at Maku Music, M-A-K-U Music. That is my Instagram page. If you follow me, I'll follow back. Just send me a DM. And my sketch comedy group, 5D Productions, is still shooting. We are shooting remotely. We are making this work. It's a little bit more editing than I want to do. But even in that group, like I had to learn how to be an editor. We didn't have an editor. I'm like, crap, we have to release this stuff soon. We can't just keep shooting and not editing it. So I stepped up and I was just like, I'm gonna be an editor. So yes, check out that if you're into sketch comedy stuff. And other than that, no, that's all my plugs for today. So
awesome. I'll make sure to include links and everything below.
Oh, you're the best, Emma. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. This has been great.
All right, Emma.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you found Michael as inspiring as I do.
Like I said in the interview, I linked all of his social media and places you can find him below in the show notes. So please check him out there for any future content he's going to release, which he's always releasing content, so make sure to keep up with him. Because I wanted to start this podcast launch with a bang, I have actually already uploaded the next two interviews. So if you want to hear more, please listen to episode 2 and 3 now. Next time on The Everyday Actor, you'll get the chance to hear from Alyssa, who also happens to be the artist and singer for our theme song. She is a great friend of mine, and I really hope you learn a lot from her. I know I did. If you want to make sure you don't miss out on any interviews or any information, please subscribe to the podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast so far, please make sure to leave a review and please rate the podcast. It really helps bring in new listeners and keep this podcast afloat. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to say hi, please leave a review or even send me an email at everydayactorpod@gmail.com. Our theme music is brought to you by the lovely Alyssa. You can hear more of her music on her Spotify, which is linked below in the show descriptions, or on Instagram at justalyssa. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you in episode 2. Ooh, 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 I wanna fit in.